Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
Alice Ivy, local girl, absolutely kicking goals at the moment. Last time we caught up with her, she was down here for, or back down here, I should say, for Big Fest.
Yeah, which is almost a year ago, can you believe?
No, I can't believe
My
it.
My God.
Yeah, and it was so good last year. We were like, okay, awesome. Next year it's going to be bigger and better. We got all these plans.
Yes.
And, you know, best laid plans.
COVID.
Yep, gone dog out the window. she joins us now. Good morning, Alice.
Hello, how's it going?
Really good, mate. Where are you this morning? Because you're not here in Geelong.
I'm not, sadly. I'm in Melbourne. I wish I was in Geelong right now, though.
Yeah. I know, because we've got a bit more freedom than you do up the road.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, which is pretty intense.
Well,
yeah.
I can't believe it's been almost a year since the Big Fest, and we were having a quick reminisce about it. When you came to play, it was such an epic gig because it was pissing down with rain right before you jumped on stage.
Like hectic,
you jumped
hectic
on stage. Yeah, yeah. You jumped on stage and then the sun came out and we were just like, "Oh, it's a bit too hot. Can we get some clouds?" It was such an epic gig.
That was so much fun. I was also like kind of stressed before I went on just because it was raining and like, you know, most of my stuff is really, it's like expensive laptops and electronics and stuff. So like it's always a little bit like scary when you play a show in the rain. But yeah, as soon as I walked on, the sun came out and it was hot. Like I remember, like, it's so funny how you're like, oh, you're like, I want it to stop raining. And then it stops raining and you're like, it's too hot.
Yeah.
You know?
Can we do something about that?
Yeah, that show was so fun.
Yeah.
Hey, well done on the brand new campaign for Apple, shot on iPhone. Your song In My Mind is behind it. We've been seeing it on TV for a while now and online. How the hell did Apple contact you to say, hey, we want to use one of your tracks in our brand new commercial?
Oh, look, to be honest, I don't even know how to answer that because it's a bit of a, it's pretty amazing. I mean, it all happened really last minute too. I guess, you know, like it kind of like Apple Music sort of look for a certain song for, you know, specific ads. And I guess they were kind of looking for an uplifting down tempo kind of song and In My Mind fitted it. And yeah, we managed to sort of like, we pitched and then they liked it. And yeah, it was all hush hush until the very last minute that it aired. Like I only knew that it was properly happening. Like I had an inkling that it was happening, but you know, with this kind of stuff, especially with Apple, they're so secretive about everything.
Yes.
I only found out that the ad was actually happening 4 hours prior to it airing on Good Morning America.
Huge, mate. And as we all know, the essence of Steve Jobs is now inside a mother computer in Apple headquarters. Yeah. At what point did he get involved with the negotiations? Have you spoken to him?
Oh, look, I haven't actually spoken to him, but I'm sure he's a fan of the song.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Did you say in your in your back and forth chats, hey, I want a new iPhone every year, well, on the year for the rest of my life, if you guys are going to use my awesome track?
Oh, to be honest, I was too busy freaking out about the fact that it was getting an Apple Sync. So I didn't actually ask, which was a poor move on my behalf, to be honest. The biggest regret.
And have you been finding that you're getting a lot more listeners around the world?
Totally. I mean, it's been amazing just watching this song like blow up in lockdown on my phone. Like it was the most Shazam song in the States. Like it was number one on the Shazam charts in Japan,
awesome.
Number four in China, number two in South Korea. And it's just like, it hit the top 50 in the UK as well. And it's really interesting sort of watching, you know, the Spotify plays going up and just watching like as the ad sort of airs over different territories across the world, how it just like, you know, it's like, oh, I'm getting all these listeners from South Korea. Oh, like I'm getting all these listeners from the UK, you know, it's pretty amazing. And it's especially being in lockdown and just like being, you know, kind of getting listened to all around the world at the moment at such a, you know, high level is pretty amazing, just watching, you know, it all kind of happen in my house in Pasco Vale, you know.
It's cool to be able to say I'm big in Belarus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
are you writing some new stuff in Pasco Vale at the moment? Because pretty much you and a drum machine and a wine, I mean, that's just two new albums right there.
Oh, totally. Yeah, no, I've been in back-to-back sessions over Zoom, actually. I've been, you know, like, obviously we're all trying our best to deal with the pandemic. And, you know, obviously for me, like, I'm also, you know, I'm producing for other artists as well at the moment. So cool. Everything is over Zoom. So I've been in back-to-back Zoom sessions, doing writing sessions and trying to put my head down. And I've moved all my stuff to, I'm working from home. Normally I work out of a studio, but now I work from home and it's great because I can just be like, oh, I'm going to have a, you know, I'll have a little cheeky wine with dinner. And then I'm like, oh, I feel like tinkering on a new beat, you know, I'll go upstairs and I'll just work on some stuff. So cool. Yeah, it's been pretty productive, which is good.
You mentioned that you've been working with people, writing for people. Alice Ivy, who are you working with? Can you tell us? Can you let us in on anything?
I can't tell. I can't say anything just yet, unfortunately. It's too early in the works.
It's the Spice Girls redo, like, isn't it? I can tell.
What was that, sorry?
It's the Spice Girls redo, I can tell.
Oh, my God. I wish. That would be a life goal for me. That would be a dream.
Oh, mate. Now, we love In My Mind. It was so good to see you play it live. We feel so lucky. We bloody love you. We're so proud of you. And we're gonna, we don't have a live version to share with people this morning, but we are going to play the mastered version with Eka Vandal. The film clip, I strongly suggest everybody check it out because it's such... it's just you to a T. Did you do the curry?
I kind of did it with a dance choreographer, but it was all based on, like, I was working with Claudia, the director, and she was like, oh, you know, we'll base the dance moves over just like you naturally. And she's so like, dance how you dance on stage. And then it's like, and then it was somewhat choreographed. So I guess it was kind of like a half job, you know?
Yeah. Because Tom was watching it before and he's like, oh, this is so Alice. Look at her. Yeah. Look at her. This is so her.
It is you on stage. It is. That's why. And I know. I was like, oh, God. It's just, and you're just strolling through this magical place. It's brilliant, mate.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you keep kicking goals. Hopefully you can get out of Pasco Vale sometime soon and make your way down the highway. Come see all your friends down here in Geelong and we'll get you in the studio.
Would absolutely love that. Can't wait. Honestly, I'm counting down the days.
We'll have a beer. We'll get on the beers.
Yes.
Love it. Wake up fresh. Daily. Wake up fresh. Daily.
With Tom and Lonnie. This situation, we've gone through a whole process of putting together a little care package of gifts for our new nephew, and one of those gifts we ordered months ago, and it's a little cap with the first letter of his name on the front. Mm. His name's Mason, so we ordered an M cap, and it's arrived finally after 12 weeks from China, and we're ready to put it in the pack and send it off to Brisbane where they live. And it's an N for Nelly, not an M for Mason. So I want to know, given that their surname starts with the letter N, can we send it on? Or do I have to go through this whole exchange process of getting it back to China, then repacking and sending it again?
But also, his brother's name starts with N.
Yeah.
So that's another layer on this whole conundrum. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a confusing one. We've got Aileen from Lovely Banks on the phone. What do you think, Aileen?
I'll just send it to him.
Yep. Okay.
He won't be able to read it anyway. He's young. He won't be able to read it.
He's like 3 weeks old. So it's a fair point.
That's it. And nothing's gone right in 2020. So it's just another little memorabilia of 2020, really.
Oh, yeah. That's
okay.
Perfect.
Okay. So then years down the track,
you
when he's like.
You should write on the card.
Do you not? Yeah. Oh, just put it in.
Just put it in the card. Like, hey, I mean, because, this year sucks, but you're here. That's great. Mm. Here's also a sucky hat.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Not that I'm saying that, but if you want to write
it. No, it's a cute hat. If you want to see the hat, I'll put it up on Carol Geelong Instagram stories, and you can actually let us know what you think there too. I'll put a little poll up whether I need to return it or not. Karen's in Clifton Springs. Morning, Karen.
Morning. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. What do you think? Can I send it on, or do I have to go through this whole exchange process with China again?
Well, because I'm one of those Karens, I'd send it back.
Yeah.
And give him a bit of a rev up.
Yeah.
And then I would go and buy a hat from here mm-hmm. and take it to an embroidery shop and get them to put an M on it instead of an N.
Aha, okay.
I see what you've done there, Karen. You've Karened me.
Yes, yeah, she's Karen. See, that's why you need a Karen around.
Karen.
That's a good point.
I should not be an idiot and just shop local in the first place, I think, is the message there from Karen. I appreciate that, Karen. Some real talk.
All right, we've got Jenny and Lara. What do you think, Jenny? Should Tom send the hat with the wrong initial, or should he return it and send it once it's actually correct?
Okay, now I'm thinking, will the hat fit the little two-year-old?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because when new babies come along, sometimes the older one, they feel a little bit left out.
Yeah. So you're suggesting we pivot?
I'm thinking you send that to the little two-year-old.
Yep.
So he's got, you know, something of a little surprise parcel.
Yeah.
Either go in somewhere local and get another one done for the baby.
Yep. No,
that's
a great idea,
Jenny.
Yep.
And it's true because kids do get jealous when there's another one
Absolutely,
born.
Absolutely, they do. Yeah, yeah. They're currently dealing with that at the moment. And it's only natural. I mean, I remember being the oldest child and being so happy. So happy.
And you still are to this day.
No, I'm fine. We've gone from Jenny and Lara to Jennifer in Leopold. Well, that's not a thing. Good morning, Jennifer.
Morning.
What do you think we should do, mate?
Well, I had two ideas. Mm. Mine was you can fix it yourself. Like, you can just get it embroidered the extra line down.
Yes. Yep.
Or I actually have the same idea as Jenny and, like, make matching ones, get one that's the same and just put an M on this one so it's, like, big bro, little bro type thing.
Oh, cute.
Cute, yeah.
So I had, like, I had the same idea as Jenny as well. Or you can just fix it.
I think what we all need to remember is that Tom's a bit of a TA. So the less amount of spending that you need to do.
Can I, Jennifer, do you think... I mean, again, going back to what Aileen said, and he's a newborn, he won't know. Can I just fix it with a texter? Do I have to pay for the embroidery or can I just get a permanent marker, do you think?
What colour's the letter?
The letter's white.
Yes, so...
Well, you'll have to use, like, white out there.
Yes, okay, thank you. Appreciate the idea.
Yeah, just... add the line.
Mm.
Yeah. See, get crafty is what people are saying.
You also had a suggestion, didn't you, of a way that I could change the hat?
Did I?
Yeah.
What was it? I don't remember now. Sorry.
I could put a Y on there as well and then it'd
yes!
be a New York hat.
Give them the New York Yankees thing.
Yeah. Did you go to New York, did you?
Okay. Wake up fresh. Daily. Wake up.